Dr. Bruce Rosen dictating an independent medical evaluation on John Solomita, S-O-L-O-M-I-T-A. John came to the office on January 23rd, 2013 in the presence of his mother, period. The referral was precipitated by John's allegedly, in parentheses, in quotes, allegedly, pulling down his pants in school while in class in front of two girls, period. John stated no way did he do this and was too embarrassed even to describe what the claim was, period. When coaxed, he stated that a pen exploded into his pocket. And he attempted to clean the ink off his pants with his shirt, period. According to John and his mother, there were no witnesses to this, including the teacher, even though John was sitting in the front of the class, period. Two girls made this claim, and then he became the victim of bullying, both on social media and throughout the school and in neighboring school districts, period. He, new paragraph, John, because he's quiet and shy, has been the victim of bullying throughout the school career, period. He states he understands because he's unable to challenge people, because he is soft-spoken and reticent, that they take advantage of him, period. He has all of the symptoms of social anxiety disorder, period. He avoids new places, crowded places, is uncomfortable with people in authority, etc., period. He also is a chronic worrier over the slightest issue in his life and cannot let go of it, whatever it happens to be, period. The combination of the two things together makes it almost an impossible situation for John to overcome, period. Can I call you back? I'm dictating. John is attending the, quote, alternative school, unquote, in the evening in the same school district, period. He is terrified of returning to school should his suspension be lifted, as he knows the bullying will begin again in earnest, period. He and his mother wonder whether some type of program could be set up that will prevent the bullying, which may be quite difficult to do, especially because of the social media being available, period. John's personality of social anxiety and embarrassment makes him the least likely person that I can imagine to overtly pull down his pants in public in front of girls or anyone for that matter, period. New paragraph. John has a history of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder since kindergarten, period. His mother states he's been tried on all of the ADHD medications, though she cannot remember the names or the dosages, period. She believes that besides the various stimulants. He also took Strattera, S-T-R-A-T-T-E-R-A. And then he developed tics from this, as well as some of the stimulants, period. They both agreed that Vyvanse, V-Y-V-A-N-S-E, in low dosages was very helpful, but when the dose was increased, he became worse and had to go off the medications, period. He has been diagnosed as possibly being part of the autistic spectrum disorder by pediatric neurologists because of his, quote, flapping behavior while jumping up and down, listening to music since childhood, period. He's currently on low-dose Wellbutrin, which has some soft evidence that it may benefit ADHD in high dosages, which is not on, period. He is also on Prozac, which does not have an FDA indication for social anxiety disorder, period. The suggestion is that he be changed to Zoloft at high doses to help with the social anxiety, period. New paragraph. In summary, John has social anxiety disorder to a severe degree, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and some soft signs of being part of the autistic spectrum disorder, period. John and his mother appear quite credible that John did not do the behavior that he was accused of, period. His presentation and problems are totally inconsistent with somebody who would be as provocative as suggested, period. I believe he will have a terrible problem trying to adjust to returning to daytime school because of his apprehension about the degree of bullying behavior that is likely to resume, period. Zoloft and a retrial on low-dose Vyvanse, V-Y-V-A-N-S-E, are reasonable treatment recommendations, but I do not believe they will make major inroads to his problem, period. Epistat examination, psychomotor retardation, anxious mood and affect, very soft-spoken, paucity of thought, lack of spontaneity, anxious and embarrassed at his position in the position he finds himself in, period. No thought disorder, hallucination or delusions, period. Orientation and memory intact, period. Insight and judgment is preserved, period. Sincerely yours, Bruce Rosen, M.D. Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry, SUNY, at Stony Brook. Chairman of Psychiatry, St. Catherine of Siena, S-I-E-N-A, Medical Center,